My name is Jack Nguyen. I am 15 years old. Today is January 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Arthur Nguyen, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. So, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon.
What was your childhood like in Lebanon?
Childhood growing up in Lebanon, like most kids, went to school. Played a lot outside. Most of the kids over there played on the streets with each other. Went to school, and that was it.
What were some of the differences between your childhood in the U.S. and in Lebanon?
The biggest difference was that when I was growing up in Lebanon, the schools were a lot harder. Because we used to have to learn Arabic, which is a very difficult language. And we also played a lot of the time outside on the streets with the neighborhood kids. In the U.S., when I was here, we didn't get to play that much outside. And it seemed like the schools were a lot easier.
What did you like to do in your free time in Lebanon and in the U.S.?
While I was growing up in the U.S., I always tried to spend time with my cousins and my aunts and uncles because we all lived in a building and it was spent mostly with family. I spent a lot of time with my dad. Going around, he didn't speak very good English, and since I went to English school in Lebanon, I knew English. I'd go around with him translating for him. In Beirut, my father used to work, so our free time was spent playing outside with our neighborhood kids that were living in the neighborhood, and we played different games, mostly soccer and some other games that we invented.
What were some of the ways you missed your childhood in back in Lebanon?
I missed my childhood in Lebanon primarily the part where we'd get together after school and play until either the sun came down or mom called us for dinner. We'd be playing outside with our friends.
What is the most memorable memory of your childhood?
The most memorable memory I have was probably in 1983, was when we got evacuated by the US Navy from Beirut. All the people that were US citizens, because of the war, the airport was closed, it had been bombed, and you couldn't fly out. So the US Navy came in and evacuated all the US citizens. And we had less than 24 hours to pack everything and go down to the harbor and take off. So it was surreal for us to board a Navy US warship, and it was interesting how they gave us food in the mess hall, and we went up on the flight deck, and the four of us had to sleep in a room, such a small room that had only two beds. So that was a very, very memorable event in my childhood.
Is this why you left Lebanon to and went to the U.S.?
We used to come and spend the summers here when we were living in Beirut. My uncle, who used to live in Saudi Arabia, and my aunt and my grandparents, we'd all come to the U.S. and spend the summers together. And then because of the civil war in Beirut and the several times we weren't able to go back in time for school, And the last time is we weren't able to go back, and it was getting way too late in the year for the school year. And after that, my parents decided that we couldn't do this no longer and that we should stay here.
In what ways were you happy to leave Lebanon?
I was happy to leave Lebanon because I was going to be here every summer. When we went back, I used to miss my grandparents and my cousins and my aunt, uncles that were here. I'd really miss them. So I was happy because I was going to be here all the time with them. And in a way, I was sad also because I was going to miss some of my friends that I wasn't going to see from my childhood.
What place did you like living more and why?
I liked living in the U.S. more for a couple reasons. Number one was I didn't have to study Arabic anymore, which was a very difficult language, especially when you had to do vocabulary. It was extremely difficult. Also, the schools in Beirut were a lot harder than the schools here in the U.S., where you had to learn three languages. We used to learn Arabic, French, and English, besides geography, science, math, and everything else. So I was happy about that.
Do you have any siblings? Did you spend a lot of time with them in your childhood?
I have a younger sister that we were close as we were growing up, because we used to, and my cousins, Talar and Arda, and my sister Carolyn, when we were growing up, when we were living here, and we used to live all in the same building, we'd all go walk together down to take the bus to school, and they used to always follow me, because I was the oldest out of them.
What is one thing that you are extremely proud and grateful of doing?
I was extremely proud and grateful that I was able to go to a good school here in the U.S. and be able to play sports and graduate and go to college.
How was the schools, besides all the languages, how else were the schools different in Lebanon and the U.S.?
The schools in Lebanon were a lot tougher, because in sixth grade you became in high school, and then every day you used to have to write a 4-page report from each language. You used to have a big homework, I forgot what it was called, that took a couple hours to do, and it had to be written on the 4 pages, and it was extremely difficult, and they used to make you use a special pen to write in, and you had to have very clear handwriting. And the teachers were a lot tougher over there, because they were able to, if you weren't behaving or listening, they were able to hit you.
Have you ever got hit in your time, in your childhood?
Yes, I've been hit when I was going to school in Lebanon.
Are you able to tell us the story?
Yeah, one time, in the school I went to in Beirut was called St. Joseph, which is a school that had brothers that came from Scotland to teach. And these brothers were the ones that used to wear the brown robes with the sandals. And one of the brothers, Brother Robert, was teaching us religion. And he asked the question, and when I answered, I tried to be funny. And so he didn't think that was too funny. And so he sent me outside to the hallway. And over there, the hallways were always monitored by a guy that wanted, you know, always whoever was getting in trouble was being sent out there. So he would dish out the punishment. So he took me and we went inside and he asked Brother Robert, why did you send Arthur out? And when he told him, he took me outside again and hit me with the stick on my hands and on my knuckles. And it was funny because that day when we were going back home on the bus, my friend Arbad goes, asked me, he goes, oh my God, who got sent out from your class today? Because we could hear that in our class. And I started laughing and I told him it was me and he couldn't believe it.
What is one thing from your whole childhood that has stuck with you? It could be a moral, a life lesson.
What has stuck with me is that there's always, you know, as hard as things are, as hard as you think you're having it, there's always people that are facing harder situations than you, and that you should make the best out of everything and not take everything so seriously and be able to find the joy and happiness in life and be able to enjoy your friends and enjoy your the life that you have and find the positive in everything.
Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life?
My grandfather, Misak, had a big influence on my life. He used to be somebody that liked to joke around, and he always was positive. He used to always make... he was always the life of a party, and everybody liked him because he was always telling jokes and being comedic. So I enjoy him a lot. I learned a lot from him because he was always somebody that used to tell me when I was mad at my parents or somebody, he'd always help me through that situation.
What was one of your happiest memories you had?
Where, in Beirut or here in the U.S.?
Either one.
Happiest memories that I had? In Beirut, I'd say one of the happiest times was when we had communion as going to school. All our friend, all the class had communion together. That was a fun day because we all were able to take communion together. And then here in the US, another fun time would probably be when we went traveling together. As a family, we'd go to Mammoth or somewhere like that, and the whole family would stay together in the cabin, and we enjoyed time together.
How would you like to be remembered to your kids and like your grandkids and people like that?
I'd like to be remembered that somebody that was somebody that loved his family, was somebody that set goals and wanted to accomplish them, somebody that worked very hard, didn't take any shortcuts, always believed in hard work leads you to success. If you try to do things, take the shortcut and not do the right thing, that will always catch up with you. I always believe that you should always try to do the best you can, don't try to cheat anybody or life, because at the end it does not pay off. So I always believed in hard work and being honest and being a good dad and a good husband and a good family man.